What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Raza here for AwesomeMode.com, and we are back with another PGA Contenders, this time for the Travelers. But before we get started, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. And now I get to pat myself on the back. Got one back in the winning ways yesterday. Yesterday? 2 days ago? 2 days ago. Thought I had a legitimate chance at a twofer. Xander didn't quite get there, but I had Louis, top 10, plus 490, obviously finished in the top 10, although he tried to give it away late. But I'm very happy to be back in the winning ways. Talk about how awesome I am.
Louis's great. I'll talk about how awesome Louis is because I love him. I certainly was on board with that. It's disappointing because you could really make a case that he could have three or four majors at this point, and he just has the one. But that is why top 10 bets with him can be very effective. As much as you had to pat yourself on the back, I have to take a walk of shame with Phil. It happens. He made the cut. I mean, you know, it's one of those things. I really was how he played. The most frustrating part, and I am trying to look at this objectively, how he played is how I thought he would play. And that's the part that kills me. He did not play particularly well. He was awful on the weekend. He just happened to have a great round Friday, and that was a killer for me in my betting week.
Yeah, three rounds, 75 or higher, and still you get just wrecked because round two didn't happen to be that. Shot 69 on Friday to bury you. Not ideal.
No, but you know what? Got what I wanted. Live and you learn. Move on. And we're going to claw it back today. This Travelers is one of my favorite events. I love this course. TPC River Highlands. We will have a full breakdown of the DFS side certainly all week with all the shows here at Awesomeo, but from a betting standpoint, it is much more wide open, in my opinion, this week.
So I guess I'm leading it off since I'm back in the winning ways, which feels pretty, pretty comfortable right now. All right, first pick for me, looking at 30-1. I'm going to Abraham Answer. The most important trait that you could have at TPC River Highlands is driving accuracy. Answer is sixth on tour in 2021, finished T11 here in 2020, tied for eighth in 2019. It's looking pretty good. He's got four top fives this season, Shriners, Amex, Valspar, Wells Fargo, but he's on back-to-back missed cuts, one of those on the European tour. But I do think that he can snap out of it here. I think the course is a perfect fit. You could let the putter and the irons carry him. And at 30-1, that's a pretty nice number as far as I'm concerned, given this field.
It is a pretty nice number. It's such a nice number that I also picked Abraham Answer as my first golfer. 30-1. You know, you summed it up nicely. This guy's been so close so many times. Four runner-up finishes in recent years, all different types of courses. But where he's at his best, you're accurate off the tee, you lean on the ball striking. You always need to make putts. We know that. But this is the type of course. This is a par 70. It's sub 7,000. It's right in his wheelhouse. This field strength is not a US Open, of course. And it feels like if you look at where is Answer going to break through, it's going to be at like kind of a normal, I'm not going to say a garbage event because this is not that, but just like a standard solid PGA event. I think this fits the bill. 30-1 in a field like this is very generous. Recency bias off the missed cuts. Start my card with Abraham Answer.
It would be really fun if we hit a dueling outright here.
That would be just 2 30-to-1s, just units on units. Count me in.
I am completely in. All right, next one up. I'm going to the top 10 market here. Plus 550 for Keegan Bradley. Now, going for the same sort of theme. I want driving accuracy. He is 30th in driving accuracy this year. Missed the cut in 2020, but he was tied for second in 2019. Buckle up for this one. On the back of 10 strokes gained putting, which is quite a few strokes. That's obviously not what you're expecting out of Keegan. He's generally a horrific putter. But if it's passable, it shows where you can end up. Now, he's coming off a miscut at the Memorial. Before that, it was top 20 at the PGA Championship and at Wells Fargo. And he had a second place at Valspar. The putter's been pretty good over the last eight events after being just a total tire fire at the beginning of the season. You can get this as low as plus 400 in some spots. So for me to be able to get plus 550, I love it for the top 10.
This is his quote unquote like home event. He loves this. He plays Travelers. every single year. He makes the cut here every single year, and then he broke that streak in 2020. But that was a, you know, this was during the pandemic. It was an extremely difficult field relative to what we see at Travelers. I have no problem with Keegan. I looked at him. He did not make my card. Second bet up, top 10 market, 16-1 for Aaron Wise, one of my favorite golfers on tour. He has found the form again. He is really starting to play good golf. You dive into what he's been doing. He's made four straight cuts, two top 10s in there, including Wells Fargo Memorial, 17th at the PGA, tee to green positive in all four. The putter, he had lost in 8 of 9. He has now gained 2 straight, and over those 2.5 and 3.5. When Wise is at his best, he's making putts. He is one of the best iron players from 150 in. This is a wedge fest. Everything sets up perfectly for him. When you look at where he's excelled, it's courses like this. 16-1 is just too much for that. Did I say top 10, by the way? I believe. I did. I said top 10. That would be run to the window. Top 5 for Aaron Wise. 16-1, top 5. That would be fantastic if it was top 10, but it doesn't matter. He's going to be in the hunt here. I really like him. I honestly considered making a case for him outright, but I ultimately went with Answer there.
If you can find that top 10 number, go ahead and grab it when you can. Yeah, please. Yeah, and let me know what book it's at.
Yeah, I'm going to need to know that immediately. But no, that's where I'm going with my second. Where are you rounding out your card? You said before the show, the only thing you told me was your, I believe you said this, quote me if I'm wrong, your third pick was extra egregious.
Yeah, it's not good. I'm going to have a tough time justifying this one. Normally, I'm staring dead center in the camera, so I won't be able to see your reaction when I say it, but I might have to actually look down and just see what you do. This is a top 20 bet. This gentleman is plus 600 to finish in the top 20. That would be Ryan Moore. He is 5th in driving accuracy in 2021, but we have not seen him since the Byron Nelson, where he missed the cut. The putter is killing him so far this year, and I'm hoping that the month plus off that he has had as of late is going to help him get right. Missed the cut here last year, but was tied for 15th in 2019, and I have to go back quite a bit, tied for 17th in 2016. So he has shown an ability to get into the top 20 at this course. He does not have a single top 20 on tour this year. A little bit concerning there. But this is a guy that was 0.75 strokes gained per round overall in 2020. And I don't think that he's fallen off so much so that he is just simply a negative golfer now, which is what he has been for all of this year. I'm going to be okay with factoring in a little bit more past performance. I don't have a ton of confidence, but at plus 600 to just get into the top 20, I don't have to be right all that frequently to pay it off.
Ryan Moore does a couple things that suit Travelers really well, particularly his short irons. It's just a question of, is he that player? I don't know the answer to that. I don't think you do either, but no. At 6-1, you know, he just needs to conjure it up. There is some benefit to him getting on a track like this, and maybe he turns into one of these guys where he's non-competitive on tour outside of the handful of courses that really suit what he can still do. That's what I think you're banking on here.
Yeah.
I'm going to the top 10 market, and when I say that, I actually mean it this time. This is a real top 10 bet, and we're getting 11-1, so I'm really going for it this week. You know, my chance of cashing is minimal, but if I do, I'm hitting a double digit to one, because 11-1 here for a top 10 for Kyle Stanley. This is a guy that, you know, in the DFS market has really been all over the place with the pricing. Now he's starting to play some consistent golf, and that price has risen, but I still have interest in the betting market. He's made 4 straight cuts. Tee to green has been absolutely fantastic, highlighted by the Charles Schwab, where he came in 8th and he gained 10 strokes tee to green. He's lost with the putter in 7 of 8, and he's still maintaining made cuts. If that flips, that's where my upside is coming in. Now, is it going to flip? Obviously, I have no idea, but it's 11-1. You're really just banking on some of these outliers, and him putting really well would be an outlier. He's played Travelers a ton. He's got a lot of middling finishes, nothing that really pops. But the thing that I like, he has been positive off the tee and with the approaches every single year, 9 straight years at Travelers. He's just not putted at all. He obviously doesn't like these greens, and I'm hoping that he maybe can figure something out or just get lucky and make a couple, because tee to green, everything is rock solid. 11-1 for a top 10 in a field like this is certainly good enough to put Stanley on the card.
Yeah, and 11-1 to top 10 if, as you said, like, you just need him to get lucky putting, like, that's a number where you'll just take some luck because you can do that over and over again and compound it at 11 to 1. I like it. Sounds good to me. Another three up, another three down. Do you have any idea where we are next week?
No, I do not. I will say, I think maybe the 3M is coming up. Couple weeks, we're going to the British Open. And that is going to be truly outrageous. But yeah, we've got a couple bad tournaments coming up. But for betting, sometimes bad tournaments equal big time payouts.
Rocket Mortgage.
That's close. Week. What's that, in Detroit?
I don't know. But it's definitely the Rocket Mortgage. It is in Detroit. Golf Club.
That's quite a tournament.
It is. Well, guys, thank you for joining us on this PGA Contenders. Be sure to check out the breakfast menu. That is you and I. Well, I should go this way. You and I. It's easier to point that way. Sports betting, NBA for today, Western Conference Finals edition. Similar structure to this show. We're given three picks on each side, plus a little side of no house advantage. So you make sure you want to check that out. We're putting that out Monday through Friday. It's not a weekly thing like this golf video. We're going Monday through Friday on the breakfast menu. You don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for watching this bad boy. One last reminder, like, subscribe, notification bell, all that good stuff. Good luck on your bets for the travelers. We will see you next week.